Oh, so you know what? Oh, I
see what you have. We should get you on a Zoom.
Oh, I bet you if we record it low, okay. I'll try to, just in case.
Okay, well, with all these recorders here, we're going to get it out to the whole world. All right. Parshas Vayetzchanan has the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, and then it says a few lines later that and from there we learn out so there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Me'im Ethekarin Shema Ba'arvis. It's the first mission in Shas.
Mm-hmm.
So we will learn the mission at some point. Me'im Ethekarin Shema Ba'arvis. The mission says, Misho Shekhanim Chanas Malacha B'Shumasam. That means starting from Sein Sekhachavim. Ad Seifa Shmur Rishonah Divri Rabbi Eliezer. There's a Tanner Rabbi Eliezer who said that it's only until the end of the first few hours of the night. So you have until around 10, 11 o'clock. That's Seif Sman Kvish Rishal Arvis. But the Chachamim Maimim Ad Chatzois, and Rabbi Gamliel says, Ad She'al Amar HaShachar. And the Gemara explains that what's going on here is that the Tanoim are arguing, how do we translate the word Uvshachbacha? Does Uvshachbacha mean when you're going to sleep, or does it mean while you're sleeping? Now, obviously, it's not while you're sleeping. Nobody's going to say Kriyishma while he's sleeping. But it means while people are sleeping. It means when people are in their B'shachbacha. So does it mean when at the time that people go to sleep, or does it mean during the time that people are sleeping? If it means during the time that people are sleeping, then you have all night. If it means during the time that people are going to sleep, so nobody goes to sleep at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, that's not a normal schedule. Normal schedule is you go during the first third of the night. That's when people go to sleep. So the Gemara says that's the machlekes of Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that b'shachbacha means kozman shmenei, that it means when people are going to sleep, and the Chachamim disagree. They say that no, it means as long as people are sleeping, and that's why the Ikra Din is that it's all night long. Rabbi Gamliel holds that it is all night long. The Chachamim and the Mishnah say ad chatzos laharchak is adam and aveir, but they agree in principle that the b'shachbacha really means as long as people are sleeping. So when it comes to the word of Shachbacha, which is the makor for Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, the Gemara directly addresses this question of how do we translate Shachbacha. The Gemara tells us that it's a machlokes Tanayim, and we have a Psak Halacha. We know that we do not pass on like Rabbi Eliezer, who says, "Yo, I say for Shmur Rishon, you only have the first few hours of the night." We paskin that you're supposed to read by Chatzos, if you didn't read by Chatzos, you should continue to read all the way until the morning. That means that we have a clear psak that the word of shachbacha means as long as people are sleeping. It does not mean lahalacha. It does not mean when people are going to sleep. It means when people are sleeping.
Is this Arvis or Kriya Shema Shel
Mitzvah? Arvis, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Now, there's a bit of a mystery, though. How come when we then go on to the next word in the pasuk, uv kumecha, Uv kumecha, that's the makar of Kriyas Shel Shachris. And what's the zman of Kriyas Shel Shachris? So we know you have the first 3 hours of the day. The truth is that here also there's a machlokes Tanayim. The Mishnah says that me'im ethekarin shema b'shachris, so it starts from Misha Yakir, ad shetonei tzacham adivri Rabbi Yeshua. This is not such a well-known shita. Rabbi Yeshua, who should never run for president, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you only have until Nei Tzachama to say Kriyas Shema. After that, you miss the zman. what we call davening kevasikin, saying kriyishma before neisachama, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that is the same man kriyishma. So, okay, that's not such a popular shita, although the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishnah Berurah very strongly advocates for it. He says that really that's the chatchili you're supposed to. Okay, but be that as it may, the main ha'olam is not to him. We don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah continues, the chachamim say, ad soif sholishai. So you have until the end of 3 hours into the day. And the Gemara explains because uv kumecha means when people are getting up. When do people get up? So the Rabbi Yeshua said people get up before sunrise. You know, everybody gets up until sunrise. Obviously, things were a little bit different then. It was an agrarian society. People lived by the sun. They worked with the sun. So normal people got up by sunrise. So that was the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. They have to recreate Shabbat by Neitzachama. And the Chachamim would say, no, to add Seif Shalish Shois, It's because Shederach B'nai Melachim that there come B'Sayv Shal Yishayitz. Princes, people that don't really have to work so much, people of leisure, sleep until 3 hours into the day. And since, even though that's not most people, but some people sleep until 3 hours into the day, so that's still considered Uv Kumecha, and therefore that's the Seif Zman Kriya Shema. Nowadays, society has changed, people's habits have changed, but the Seif Zman Kriya Shema is the way it's laid down in the Mishnah, so we have until the end of 3 hours, because that's the end of when people wake up. In fact, because Mishnah, why are we so fixated on when people wake up, right? We said there's two opinions in the Mishnah, but both of them agree that we need to say Kriyas Shel Shacharis when people are waking up. And there's a machlokes, is that till Netzach Hama, because it's when most people wake up, or is it till Shel Shacharis, that's when B'nai Melachim wake up. But everybody's trying to figure out when people wake up. Frankly, as a Mishnah, why do we have to learn Kriyas when people wake up? Why don't we learn Kriyas when people are up? Just like by Uv Shachpacha, there's a machlokes Tanaim, does it mean when you're going to sleep or while you're asleep? And we paskin that it means while people are asleep. So by the word Uv Kumecha, which is the converse to Uv Shachpacha, it's the flip side, so it's about waking up. So why do we think that it means when you're waking up? Why don't we say it means when people are awake? And if that's what it means, that would be all day long. People sleep at night and are awake by day. So Uv Kumecha should really mean all day long. Why do we have a Seif Zman Kriya Shema altogether? The end of 3 hours, or Netzach Hama, or whatever Zman you're going to pick. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, this is the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. He says, why don't we have a Zman Kriya Shema of all day long, because Uv Kumecha means while people are awake, just like Uv Shachpacha means while people are asleep.
Or until
Chatzos Hayayim,
Lahar
Chisad Ma'aver. Right, you could hear that they would say maybe Midrabanan, that it should be until Chatzos, but why... Why Seif Shel Shacharis?
Basic. Why don't we use the same guidelines at night, like in the morning with the Malachim? When do Malachim go to sleep? Just like you say Malachim get up 3 hours later, yeah. Why don't we use the same guidelines when Malachim go to sleep?
Yeah, when do Malachim go to sleep?
I don't know. How do they know when Malachim get up?
The idea of somebody who is at leisure, a leisurely person, would sleep late. I think that's still true even nowadays, even if our times have changed. But we recognize the Metzius, that people that have to work hard for a living wake up earlier, and a person of leisure gets to sleep late.
Right. So at night, people of leisure go to sleep whenever they want, early.
They go... Mm-hmm. Maybe...
They go to sleep at 5 o'clock.
I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure.
The same guideline.
That sounds like a very different... So this is the case of Mishnah Kasha. Why don't we interpret Uv Kumecha to mean all day long? Because the Mishnah says he has a tremendous chiddush, a chiddush that really overturns all of the basic assumptions of the sugya of Kriya Shema in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. Because the Mishnah says that really it's true. Uv Kumecha really means when people are awake, and it means all day long. And the Mishnah that says they have to read Kriya Shema in the morning, early in the morning, by the end of 3 hours, is only Dravana. It's the Din Rabbanan, the Din Dei Raisa, or the real Taichuv of Kumecha, it mirrors Uv Shachpacha. Uv Shachpacha is all night long, and Uv Kumecha is all day long. And the Seif Shel Shacharis is all Din Rabbanan. Now, maybe, because the Mishnah was from there. Begs the question, why would the Rabbanan make such a takana? Here you have, if the Mitzvah Dei Raisa is to say Kriya Shema all day long, so, like you pointed out before, you have on the Kriya Shel Arvis, you have the Midiraisis all night long, but Lahachachis Adam and Aveira, they said you shouldn't wait till the last minute, so you should read Kriya Shema by Chatzos. But, if you want to say that they made a similar thing in the daytime, so we could hear that they would say by Chatzos, but why? I mean, this is a very strange Lahachachis Adam and Aveira. You have a mitzvah that's 12 hours long, Midiraisa, and the Chum say you have to do it in the first 3 hours. They eliminated 75% of this man. Lahar Chazadim and Aver, it doesn't make sense. So the Hezav Mishnah, he says that possibly, he says, speculating, maybe the reason why they said you should link Kriya Shema by the end of 3 hours, it's not really because of Kriya Shema, but it's because of Zman Tefillah. Zman Tefillah is at the end of 4 hours. And there's a basis for that. Why is Zman Tefillah at the end of 4 hours? Because the Karban Tamid was brought till the end of 4 hours. Incidentally, the Karban Tamid really was never brought at the end of 4 hours. It was brought first thing in the morning, right, when the first ray of light appeared in the sky. they would get to work on the Karban Tamid. But there was one time in history that the Karban Tamid was brought at the end of 4 hours, and that was the first day that the Beis HaMikdash was opened. This is a Medrash Rabbah, I think in Bamidbar Rabbah. The Medrash tells a story that when Shlomo HaMelech completed the Beis HaMikdash, and the next morning was going to be the grand opening, so he was very excited, and he slept with the key under his pillow so that he could wake up the Beis HaMikdash, he could unlock the Beis HaMikdash first thing in the morning and bring in the Karban Tamid as early as possible, as reads the Mitzvah. And his wife was the Bas Paroi, and she wanted to undermine all of his plans in Avodas Hashem. So the Medrash says that she made a special kind of a shutter that she put over the window that not only blocked out all the sun, but it also had drawings on it that mimicked the night sky. Wow. And there were stars on the shutter so that when he woke up, he set his alarm clock, you know, his internal alarm clock, to wake up at 4 a.m. And he woke up, and she came over to him, and she said, no, look outside, it's still mamash pitch black, it's the middle of the night, look, the stars are still coming, you know, yeah. He's rotating, she showed where the stars, the constellations are, it's still early in the morning, we have hours. And they spent another few hours there, the Medrash says, and then by the time he finally woke up and he got outside, it was 4 hours into the day, and he said, oh, Gavalt, we have to bring the Karban Tamid very fast, and they brought the Karban Tamid at the end of the 4 hours, and the Medrash says, and that's when the Karban Tamid was brought 4 hours into the day, and that's, so it's a little bit ironic, that's our Zman Tefillah. Zman Tefillah, which many people, you know, they plan their day accordingly, you know, you have to, Zman Tefillah is 10:35, so we'll daven Shacharis by 10:35. You know, why? Because the Karban Tamid could be brought until that time. The Karban Tamid was brought once in history at that time. Okay, be that as it may, that's our Zman Tefillah. But Zogdik has a Mishnah, considering that say Zman Tefillah is at the end of 4 hours, and Kriya Shema is supposed to be said before Shemayin Esrei, because that's Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, you're supposed to write Kriya Shema goes together with Gal Yisrael. Gal Yisrael leads into Shemayin Esrei. So Mishnah Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, Kriya Shema is supposed to be said before Shemayin Esrei. So for that reason, they said, let's make up a Zman Kriya Shema that's earlier than Zman Tefillah. So now, really, this part is, it seems like a little bit weak. If we could do, or maybe a little bit of a doichik, I would say that, but, you know, you really only needed to make it 5 minutes earlier, right? Kriya Shema before Tefillah. But I guess the Kesef Mishnah means to be saying that they didn't want to work with fractions, 3.5 hours, 3.75 hours. If Zman Tefillah is 4 hours into the day, and they wanted a Zman Kriya Shema that's going to be earlier than Zman Tefillah, so they said 3 hours into the day. So that's how we came up with the Zman Kriya Shema of 3 hours into the day. It's really not based on Uv Kumacha, even though the Gemara does say Uv Kumacha, you know, Bizman the B'nai Malachim are get up 3 hours into the day, that's all B'derech HaSmachta. That means your Abbanon, they said that instead of interpreting Uv Kumacha to mean Kozman that people are awake, we should, because we want to make Kriya Shema before Tefillah, so we should read it as if it meant when people are waking up, and then on that, Drabbanon take a level interpretation. So when are people waking up? So let's go with the B'nai Malachim, and they wake up 3 hours into the day. Zokta Kesef Mishnah, he says, I'll even bring a shtickle of a raya that I'm right. Doesn't it seem a little bit strange that the Zman Kriya Shema for the whole world should be based on the B'nai Malachim? Yeah. I mean, L'chir, if Yeshua is right, if nowadays people's habits have changed, people's schedules have changed. But in the times of Chazal, Rabbi Yeshua says that the Zman Tefillah should be until Netzachama, because that's when normal people wake up. And the Chachamim say, but B'nai Malachim wake up until the end of 3 hours. And so the Zman Tefillah should be until the end of 3 hours, and that's how we paskin. So we paskin that the Zman Kriya Shema is based on the B'nai Malachim. Atu Kuli Alma B'nai Malachim Ninu. You know, why should that be Kaveh? There's not for the whole world. So the Kesef Mishnah, according to my theory, it makes much more sense. It's not a real drasha. We're not really trying to interpret the Torah of Kumacha. The real interpretation of the Torah of Kumacha is all day long. And it's just Derech HaSmachta that we say it should mean when people are waking up. So for that Derech HaSmachta, we say, okay, it's good enough that the B'nai Malachim are waking up at that time.
What do you mean,
so
it's not the real Zman that we're dependent on?
Right, the Zman Dei Raisa, he says, is all day long. And Midyar Bonan, they said until the end of 3 hours. And then the Kesef Mishnah adds, again, this is all very big Chiddush, and I should mention before we go on, it's really very much a Das Yochid. It's not Neskavel. The later Poskim, we'll see, Mr. Shem, as we go on, some of the reasons, but most of the later Paiskim disagree with the Kesef Mishnah.
But the Kash is a very good question.
Right, right. We'll try to return to that. Yeah. But right now, I want to just focus on one more point that the Gemara Mishnah makes. Because the Mishnah says, I'll bring you a raya that my revolutionary theory is actually correct. That the whole Zman Kriyat Shema is Drabon, and I mean, the raya you really have all day. Because you know what it says in the continuation of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that you should read Asher Tanit Chachama, then according to one Tana, according to another Tana, until the end of 3 hours. And then the mission. Then the next line of the mission, it says, "Hakuri mikan." Thank you so much. The next line of the mission says, "Hakuri mikan va'elach." And if you read after that time, after 3 hours, loy hifsid, you didn't lose out. Ka'adam hakuri b'teri. After all, you're reading words of Torah, so there's no harm. The Gemara asks, "What do you mean loy hifsid?" I mean, just said there's no Aveira, there's no Isra involved. Of course not. What could be wrong with saying the words of Kriya Shema? So what did the Mishnah say? What did the Mishnah mean when it said Lo Hifsit? So the Gemara explains, Lo Hifsit HaBrachis. It means that you didn't lose out on the Brachis. You could say Kriya Shema after the Zman, and you could still make the Brachis. And that's the Halacha. We know that from experience, right? Many of us David and Shul's on Shabbos morning that are not makna zman Kriya Shema, meaning we're expected to say Kriya Shema before we go to Shul. And then in Shul, we daven Shachris, it's after zman Kriya Shema, and yet we all say Birchas Kriya Shema. We didn't say that before, we say Birchas Kriya Shema after zman Kriya Shema. That's because of this Gemara that says, like, mikan the Elach loy hifsid, my loy hifsid, loy hifsid abrachas. You weren't mafsid abrachas. Zokta Kesa Mishnah, why weren't you mafsid abrachas? How could you say the brachas of Kriya Shema after you missed the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The mitzvah is really over, finished. And, you know, could you make the bracha on matzah? If you eat matzah at a time that's not the zman of matzah, if you eat matzah today, do you make an alachilas matzah on that? If you blow shofar today, do you make a lishmaya kol shofar on that? Of course not. So why do you make the brachas of Kriya Shema when you link Kriya Shema after the zman? Teretz is Zakta Pekesa Mishnah, because this Zman is not such a real Zman. It's a Zman Drabonim, but it's not a Zman Dereitza. Midereitza you really have all day. And that's why it's Loi Hifsed Abrachis. So he says, from the halacha of Loi Hifsed Abrachis, that's a riot to my surprising Chiddush. It's not that surprising, nobody ever said it before, but I want to make up that the Zman Kriya Shema is only a Din Drabonon, but then, you know, you might think it's a big Chiddush, but then you understand why Hakari Mekan Ve'elach is Loi Hifsed Abrachis. So that's that's the last point in the Kesef Mishnah. So again, to review, he started off with a kasha, why don't we interpret Uv Kamecha the same way as Uv Shachbacha? Uv Shachbacha means as long as people are sleeping. So why don't we say Uv Kamecha is as long as people are awake? So he says, that's true, Enachanami. It does mean as long as people are awake. That which we're makbet to lane 3 hours in the first 3 hours of the day is only midrabanon. And then he says, and the raya is from the halacha that hakeri mikan v'elach lo hifsed habrachais.
On the
right,
on the
right.
No.
Okay,
no,
you have to go with
Rabban.
Right.
And the brachas of Kriya Shema
are Doraisa, Dorabban?
Dorabban. So you're going to say that the Zman is Doraisa, but you don't miss out on the brachas Dorabban. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Fine. What did you say? There's a tshuva in the Igris Moshe. A Talmud of his sent to Mishaila, Kasha, on the Kesef Mishnah, that he heard from a Rabbi Yitzchak Baruchson. Rabbi Yitzchak Baruchson is a forgotten name of American Jewry, but he was in the 1950s, I think maybe also the 1940s, the 40s and 50s, he was the Mashkiach in Yeshiva Neir Yisrael. Maybe he was probably the first Mashkiach in Neir Yisrael. And he had a kasha that was sent to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that, and the kasha went like this, that we see the Kesef Mishnah is making an assumption that if you miss the Zman midereisa, then you wouldn't be able to make the brachas anyway. You can't make the brachas if it's not the Zman of the mitzvah. So from the fact that you can still make the brachas, that's a raya that the Zman is only drabanan. The problem is that there is, until now, right, we've just been talking about Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, right? The daytime Kriya Shema. Let's go back to the nighttime creation, which is where we started. And over there, there's a Machalikas Tanayim, and over there it's pretty clear that the machlokes is on a deraisa level, because like we started, the Gemara says that the Tanaim argued about the interpretation of the word of Shach Bacha. Rebbe Eliezer, we don't pass on like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer said at Sefer Shmur Yishayna because he holds that B'Shach Bacha means when people are going to sleep. So it should come out, if the Kesef Mishnah is right, that if someone missed the Zman Deiraisa, then he really hifsit HaBrachas, he lost out on the Brachas, then it should come out that according to Rebbe Eliezer, if somebody didn't read Kriya Shema in the first Shmur, in the first few hours of the night, he misses out on that he can't say the Brachas anymore. There's Brachas of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis also, right? There's Amar HaRavim and Ayiv Am Yisrael and Emes Ve'Emuna and Hashkivenu. Those Brachas that are Brachas of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, it should come out, if the Kesef Mishnah is right, then it should come out that according to Rebbe Eliezer, if someone is laying Kriya Shema at 1 in the morning, he can't make the Brachas. And Rav Berachson said, we don't find anywhere that there was such a tzad. We don't find such an idea mentioned anywhere in Chazal that there'd be a machlekes tanoim about that, that that's an afkamina from the machlekes, you know, from Rav Eliezer Shita. So that seems to disprove the Kesef Mishnah's contention.
Wouldn't you also have a coffee down early?
Yeah.
Right. Like everyone, we daven 7 o'clock minyan on a typical Friday, you know, very often
right.
On a Friday, right? Same thing, you can't make the brachas if it's before this month.
That's a very good taina. According to this Kesef Mishnah,
Taisva Shabbos.
According to this Kesef Mishnah, so whenever we say, oh, you want to say Kriya Shema again later,
right?
So how did you make the brachas according to this Kesef Mishnah? That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. I have to think about that.
Isn't there like a separate thing called Arif, like its own thing that's not related to Kriya Shema? There's a mitzvah of the Dalam Arif.
Okay, and you mean and that should include
the brachas,
but then say the same thing for Shacharis. Right? And then, yeah, you could say that. But then that's not like the Kesef Mishnah. Meaning the Kesef Mishnah, I guess really we should take a step back and say that Misvara, what the Kesef Mishnah said, was very debatable. Meaning the way I presented it was a little bit exaggerated. I said, look, you can't make a bracha on matzah if you're eating matzah when it's not this man, so you shouldn't be able to make the brachas on Kriya Shema if you're saying Kriya Shema when it's not this man. So Pini, you're really saying that there's... That it's not quite the same because the brachas of Kriya Shema are not related to Kriya Shema in quite the same way that the brachas on a matzah are related to the matzah, which is true. I mean, this is discussed at length in the Rishonim. There's a lot of debate about how what's the relationship between those brachas and the Kriya Shema. We're not going to go, you know, full head first into that debate, but we'll just note that the Kesef Mishnah is taking somewhat of an extreme position on that debate. He's making this argument assuming that they're really very closely connected. And according to that, you're asking, well, then what if somebody says Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, if somebody davens Mariv before the Zman, why would he be able to say Birchas Kriya Shema? Okay, we're going to leave that question on hold.
Which carbon does Marv reflect?
Doesn't.
Hector Chalav and Veivarim. Hector Chalav and Veivarim, but that's not our singing now.
Marv is only Rishon.
Let's go back to...
About the
Kasha. Where were we?
Hector Chalav.
Right, that's what got me.
Mine is
Shmita last. That threw me off. All the feelings are reflecting
Korbanos.
No,
yes, so Rebbe Berachson's kasha was that from the fact that we don't find anywhere that according to Rebbe Eliezer you can't say the brachas if you dive any after this man, so you see that this tliya that the Kesef Mishnah was making, that if you really miss this mami day right, so then you'd be hipster of brachas, is not true. So, you know, I wonder if we're missing some context. I mean, the kasha, as stated, doesn't really seem like such a strong kasha because there's all kashas we don't find anywhere. Like, Chazal don't say anywhere that according to Rebbe Eliezer, you would miss out on the brachais. So, you know, one could really just answer the question very easily and say, okay, we don't find it anywhere. It's not written anywhere, but maybe it's true. The Gemara doesn't talk so much about what would be according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. So one could have just answered that, maybe Anachanam, we don't find it, but it's true anyway. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, and he actually argued that this idea, but much, much stronger. Not only that, maybe it is true, but it is true, and we do find it, and I'll bring you a raya. He says, I'll bring you a raya from the first mission in Maseches Brachos that what you said we don't find anywhere is actually true. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, if somebody misses the Zman, he can't make the Brachos anymore, which, in effect, really ends up being a raya to the whole Chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. That because from if we hold in the morning, then when you miss the zman, you're loyhev said a bracha. So that really implies that zman is not a real zman. It's not a zman deraisa. So, what's the raya? I said over before the beginning of the mission. The mission says that there's three opinions about until when you could say kriyas mishal arvis. I'd say fashmur rishena. The chamar marat chatzayis. Rabbi Gamliel says ashi alam nashachar. And then, if you remember, the mission then tells a story. The first mission in Shas, and it tells a story. That one time, Rabbi Gamliel's children, they came home very late at night from a party. Maybe it was a chasana, but it doesn't say so. If there was a chasana, they would have done marav. So many minyanim from marav at a chasana. I don't know where they were coming from. They said they were coming mi beis hamishta, and they got home, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds like dear God.
What?
Sounds like the Agadah Shel Pesach.
Yeah. Right. And they went to their father and they said, Le Karinu Es Shema. We didn't say Kriya Shema yet. Meaning, and they wanted to know, could we still say Kriya Shema? It's an interesting story. You know, they came home late at night from a party and they didn't say Kriya Shema. So I think if it was me, I would have made sure to go in the back door and make sure not to, that my father doesn't catch me and say, right. Brian, what are you doing out at this hour? And did you say Kriya Shema? No, they went in the front door. They went straight to their father and they said, we're coming here from a party and we didn't say Kriya Shema. Okay, like Karina Shema. So what do we do now? And then famously, Rabbi Gamliel told them that you could still say Kriya Shema because even though you're supposed to say it by Chatzos, but that's when L'harcha is Adam and Aveira, and here, okay, you miss Chatzos, you should still say it because really, V'shach V'cham means Ashi Alam and Ashachar. Rector Moshe Feinstein, what would the tzadim of their shayla? I understand they want to know, is it still the zman? So then we'll say Kriya Shema, or did we miss the zman? Right, like let's say according to Rabbi Eliezer, for sure they missed the zman, right? So they were thinking maybe we passed on Rabbi Eliezer, and then we missed the zman, and then what? If they missed the zman of Kriya Shema, but like as was just pointed out before, there's still something called Tefillah Tharavis. Right, Mariv, they didn't miss his mind for that. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say that's. I'd say for Shmur Rishayim, so they're still going to daven Mariv. And if they're going to daven Mariv, so they should say Birchas Kriya Shema for Smichas Gula Latvila. And if they're going to say Birchas Kriya Shema, then they should say Kriya Shema anyway together with the Birchas Kriya Shema. Once you're saying the Birchas Kriya Shema, you say the Kriya Shema. So if it's still the Zman of Kriya Shema, they'll get a mitzvah when they say Kriya Shema. If it's not the Zman of Kriya Shema, so they're not going to get the mitzvah. But they're going to have to say it anyway, because it's part of Marav. So what was the Shaila? So Rav Moshe says that, he has this tain on the Mishnah. He said, in talking it over with his son, he said, I have a son, David, who was ma'ir to me, that there'll be an afkamina, whether you're saying it for the mitzvah or you're not saying it for the mitzvah, legabi, whether you need kavanah. Kavanah. So if they're doing it for the mitzvah, then they need kavanah. If they're saying it just because it's part of Marv, then they can say it without kavanah. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's true. He's right. He says v'nochein hu, but it doesn't really take away the taina. I mean, was that their shaila? They came to their father and they said, "Look, karinu shema." And what they meant to say was, "Do we have to have kavanah?" The pashtus of the mission is
the back door.
The pashtus is that they were coming in and saying, "Do we have to say kriyishma? Do we not have to say kriyishma?" So he says, "I don't understand. You have to have a marav." So you can say Kriya Shema anyway.
Maybe they davened early.
Maybe. I hear. Right. I mean, with Izzy saw early before, they davened early without Birchas Kriya Shema. I hear.
You could daven two Shemuras as chakras.
If you miss, but they didn't miss it yet. They didn't miss it yet. So Dr. Moshe, you know what I see from here? I see exactly what the Kesef Mishnah said. Right. That if the halachas like Rabbi Lazar and they missed Zman Kriya Shema, then you don't say the brachas anymore either. You'd be hifzid habrachas. Exactly what the Knesset Mishnah was thinking, that if there's a Zman Dei Raisa and you miss a Zman Dei Raisa, then it's hifzid habrachas. So that was their shayla. If it's still the Zman, so then we're going to say Kriya Shema and Marav and brachas, everything. If we miss the Zman, then true, we're going to say Shemayna Esrei, but we can't say the brachas anymore because there's hifzid habrachas. Like the Knesset Mishnah said, you can't make a bracha on matzah if, you know, when you eat matzah in the middle of the summer, so you can't make a bracha on Kriya Shema if you say Kriya Shema after the Zman. So if they miss the Zman, like according to Rabbi Eliezer, then there's no more Kriya Shema, there's no more Birchas Kriya Shema. They would just get up and say Shemayna Esrei. Maybe they would say Ashrei and Shemayna Esrei, but I just Shemayna Esrei without Birchas Kriya Shema. So then I understand their Shaila was a good Shaila. But if you assume that you always say Birchas Kriya Shema anyway, then what was their Shaila? There was no nafkamina, whether they were Chayav or they weren't Chayav. So from the Mishnah lane, there's a Raya. That when you miss a Zman Dei Raisa, you're hifzid habrachas, you lose out on the brachas. And Oibazoi, then we go back to the Mishnah Beis or Mishnah Gimel, where it said that in the morning, Akari Mikan Ve'elach, loy hifzid habrachas. Why is it loy hifzid habrachas? Tara says, because that's not a Zman Dei Raisa, that's only a Zman Drabonon. So it's a riot to the Knesset Mishnah. He says that the Knesset Mishnah actually comes out looking very right from this diuk in the Mishnah Aleph. You know, he's not coming to Paskin like the Knesset Mishnah. Again, Paskin, it's not really so much a halacha shaila, it's more a lumdus shaila. I mean, the Knesset Mishnah is not saying not to say Kriya Shema before the Zman. He's just saying the Zman is drabonon. It can make an afkamin, it's legabe sveikis, but he's not coming to Machriya like the Knesset Mishnah, but he's saying here you say that it's connected the Pashtos because, you know, like you see from Rabbi Eliezer, I say for a character. If you read that Mishnah carefully, you actually have a riot from there to the Knesset Mishnah. Now, I would be Ma'ir. What did Gamliel tell his children?
What did he tell them to do?
To read Kriya Shema.
With the brachas?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the Mishnah doesn't talk about the brachas, but the pashtus just means with the brachas, yeah. Now, just a ha'ara on this cheshbon in the Igris Moshe, that he assumes. He says that even if they miss my Kriya Shema, but they're still davening Maariv. They're davening Maariv, so they should still say the brachos, right? Because because al smichas gula l'tvila, they would say the brachos, and if they're saying the brachos, they would say the Kriya Shema. So what's the nafkamina whether they are chayev or they're not chayev? Oh, unless you'll say that they would take a hifzid habrachos. So he was assuming that if it was lo hifzid habrachos and they're saying the brachos, then they would say Kriya Shema. You know, once you're saying the brachas, you'd say Kriya Shema already anyway. That's actually not so pashut. That if you're saying the brachas anyway, once you're saying the brachas, you always say Kriya Shema. In the case of the Mishnah, where it says that if someone missed the Zman, and then he's Kari Mikan Ve'elach, he could still say the brachas. The lashon of the Mishnah was HaKari Mikan Ve'elach. If someone reads after this man, lo yifzid habrachas, he can still say the brachas. The Mishnah doesn't say, and you should read. The lesson of the Mishnah was, if you read after this time, you should still say the brachas. Should you read? Are you supposed to say Kriya Shema at that time? So the poskim say, yes, you should. Why? But not because of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and not because, they don't say because you're saying the brachas, they say you should still read because it's good to be mekabel al malchus shamayim. Every day, even if you didn't do it in the Zman, but Kriya Shema is a worthwhile exercise to say the words. You'll be mekabel malchus shamayim. You shouldn't let a day go by without having that experience of kabbalas al malchus shamayim. There's also another consideration that they say that it's always good to have some divrei teira, right? Lamay b'tfilin b'teich divrei teira, to have some divrei teira before you start Shemayna Esrei. So even if you don't have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you should still say Kriya Shema. But there are these, I would call them like sort of extra halachic, like not really strictly halachic reasons why you say Kriya Shema even after you miss the Zman. But it doesn't say that since you're saying the brachas, so you better say Kriya Shema because you can't say the brachas without Kriya Shema. As a matter of fact, in this one scenario that's talked about in the Shulchan Aruch, where, and this is a very common case, where somebody already said Kriya Shema earlier, so he doesn't have the cheshbon of Kabbalah Shemayim anymore. and now he's davening Shabbos later. Like many of us do on Shabbos morning, right? Mm-hmm. If you daven in a shul that isn't marked as Zman Kriyishma on Shabbos morning, you have a 9 o'clock minyan Shabbos morning, and let's say this past Shabbos Zman Kriyishma was 9:25, so, right, and the shul gets up to it at 9:40, so what everybody should do, all Erlich Eden under those circumstances should say Kriyishma before they go to shul. But then, when they're in shul, and they're davening Shachris with the Tzibur, so they say Birchas Kriyishma, and they're saying Kriyishma, they're saying Birchas Kriyishma, what about Kriyishma? So there's actually a Sifin Shulchan Aruch where it reads as follows. It says, if you said Kriyishma already, and then you're davening Shachris, and you're saying Birchas Kriyishma, you could skip Kriyishma. Because you said it already. The Mishnah says, Hakari mikan ve'elach lo'yhev sidka adma kari v'teira. Right. But the Mishnah is doing that where you didn't read it already. Or if you already read it, because you read it before you went to shul, so then the Shulchan Aruch says you could actually, you could say Ava Soilam, right? And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael, Ba'ava. And then you say Emes V'yatziv. That's the first opinion that's brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. Then it says, but V'toiv, it's really better to say it anyway, even though you said it. You should, right, you never heard of someone doing that? No, because the next line in the Shulchan Aruch is that even though that's, strictly speaking, that's Ikrei Din, but it's toiv to say it anyway because la'moid b'tfilim etech divrei Torah. You should always have some divrei Torah before you shmoneh esrei.
But it's interesting, according to the shita, that this man is all night or all day.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean you have to do it, say it once during the day. You could say it five times during the day. Like, if I was nisht, why not? Why can't you say it five times?
And
the this man is all day, right? So and you said before, you say again.
Okay, but there's no obligation to say it again. But
no.
So Shulchan Aruch says,
you're not getting malchus on it.
Right, right. No, of course, right. There's nothing wrong with it. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to, but it's toiv, yes, to. And so we do. Of course, again, this is very, a very common occurrence, and everybody knows. The minhag ha'olam, of course, is that we do. But I'll tell you an interesting nafka mina. This is, I saw brought down Moshe Mishlam Zalman Arbach, that, you know, everybody knows that when you come late to shul, so, you know, right? Person should try to always to come on time for shul and say everything that's in the siddur. But if you come late to shul, but the eved, there is some flexibility in the siddur. There are certain things that you could sip. So we're all familiar with the idea that you could skip around in Pesukah Dezimra. In Pesukah Dezimra, there are the highest, the tier one is Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. If you came very late, the idea is because if you came late to shul, you want to catch up on time for Shemayna Esrei, because that's the main thing I come to shul for. Tefillah B'Tzibur means davening Shemayna Esrei together with the rest of the Tzibur. So you really don't want to still be, you know, 10 pages behind when the Tzibur is starting Shemayna Esrei. So you skip around, you can skip things in Pesukah Dezimra, right? There's the tier one, and then there's tier two, and there's tier three, you know, and there's a few Seifim and Shulchan Aruch telling us about what you could skip. You know, how much to skip to catch up to the Tzibur.
If you're saying the Kriyishma before you come to shul, why don't you say the brachas with it?
Good child, let's hold off on that. We're in the middle of a different thought here. So all of that skipping is done by Pesukah Dezimra. But we're all accustomed to the idea that once you pass Baruch Hu, so then you can't skip around, right? Then everything is sacred, right? Mm-hmm. That every word in the Seder has to be said. Dr. Shlomo Zalman, if you said Kriyishma before you came to shul, right, at your 9 o'clock Shabbos morning, and now you're saying Kriyishma again only because it's toiv, really the Mechaber said the Ikar Din is you could skip that Kriyishma. But it's toiv to say, okay, that's a nice thing. But that's flexible. If you're running late and you want to catch up to the tzibur, you're looking for what to skip. Skip Kriyishma. Halacha l'maaseh, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that.
Wow.
It was astonishing. Wow. Skip Kriyishma. Yeah, you said it already. You don't have to say it again. So that's what he says in halacha.
To make one of the zmanas.
What?
What if you're skipping it like you made one zman?
Ah. No. In that case, we wouldn't say so. Right. If you said it, we may, depending on how much time we have, we might get into that. So you mean, and you said it with a Tanai.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get to that today. But right. But in that case, I don't think he would say to skip it. Because you said it with a Tanai. No, then it's my. But this past Shabbos, when I said 9:25 was the Grozman.
Right.
So that means that, yeah, you said it. I said it before Shachas without a Tanai because I knew for sure I wasn't going to say it Bizman with the Tzibur. So I was for sure Yaitse before I came to Shul. So then when I was saying it again, it was really just for this Toiv, this Inyan. If you have to skip it, skip it. What I see in this line, this is what I'm getting at. That just because I'm saying the brachos, that doesn't mean I have to say Kriya Shema. You could say the brachos without Kriya Shema. Here, Moshe was arguing that when the Bon of Shalom and Gamliel came and they said to their father, we don't know what to do, should we, shouldn't we, what was their shaili? He said, if they're having Kriya Shema, of course they'll say Kriya Shema. Even if they're putter from Kriya Shema, right, because they missed the Zman, even if they missed the Zman, but they're going to have to say it anyway. Why? Because they're going to have a Shema to Esther, because that's Ma'ariv. They're going to say the brachos, Al Tzmichas Gula Tefillah, and if you're saying the brachos, so of course they're going to say Kriya Shema. Why? You're going to say brachos without Kriya Shema? That was Moshe's argument. But it seems that that's not so posh. That Adarabba, yeah, you could say brachos without Kriya Shema, you know, except for these, you know, these, what I called before, the extra halachic svaris of Lekabal Al-Malcha Shemaim and Lam Betvila Betech Devei Teira, which, you know, Lav Dafka, those things were on the table at, you know, at that time with the Bon of Shalom and Gamliel. They're not Me'ikir Adin. So maybe you don't have a raya that they were hifsed habrachos. They just were, you know, they would have said the brachos without Kriya Shema. That was my ha'ara on the Tshuva Negris Moshe. But my main point in bringing it in, this ha'ara, really, is because of the geshmak of this psak from Shlomo Zalman. That is, I think, very eye-opening, that if a person is late and he needs to skip something to catch up to the tzibur, he could skip Kriya Shema.
No problem of Mara Zion.
You should do it quietly. No, what do you mean? Adarabba. Adarabba, it's not Mara Zion.
He's not saying Kriya Shema.
Right, because it's after the Zman. So he'll know that he said Kriya Shema before the Zman. The Mara Zion would be if you did something that would make it look like he didn't say Kriya Shema before you came to Shul. That would be my assignment.
When you go to Shul, look in your siddur, not put the other guys.
Oh, that's why you have the talisman to come. Yeah. Yeah. So you don't look at your name.
Just start with the yatsif, you don't say MS.
Do you pick your tzitzis back up?
No, you start with MS. No, MS v'yatsif. If you're ever doing this, halacha l'maisa, and you skip Kriya Shema, you don't begin with v'yatsif. You begin with MS v'yatsif.
MS, right.
The bracha begins with MS v'yatsif.
The rabbis would never give up on that covet of MS. You know, so that's another...
This was my thought. When I saw this, I thought to myself that, you know, if we're allowed to skip it, so we certainly shouldn't have to wait for the Rav to finish it. You know, that'll be another nafkamina from this. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this scenario that we were just discussing, right? If somebody's diving at a 9 o'clock minyan, Shabbos morning, so he says Kriya Shema before he goes to shul. So the makor of this idea is actually...
No, I mean, it's not different than when we daven Ma'ariv early on Friday nights, and we say Kriya Shema, and we say that we announce it, we say Kriya Shema
right. So you have this on both ends of the day, right, particularly on Shabbos, although with Ma'ariv, I think it's 7 days a week for many people. Right. You have to, right, or even not a plug minion, even a Shkia minion, even a Shkia minion. My recommendation is that a person should always say Kriya Shema after the Zman that you do Malach on Matzah Shabbos. Right? If your shul waits 50 minutes, or six, whatever, let's say 50 minutes is your usual Zman for Malach on Matzah Shabbos, or what time the shul davens Ma'ariv on Matzah Shabbos, that means we're being makbid on that Zman for Dereises. Kriya Shema Shalavis is a deraisa. So I think
that... If you mark the time, you should wait for the time.
Right. So that really means that 7 days, again, depending on when you daven, I'm saying some people daven at a later minyan, daven yeshiva, but if somebody davens at the bizman minyan mincha ma'ariv, he should always say Kriya Shema again later, 7 days a week. I want to talk about one interesting shaila that comes up by this Kriya Shema, if you're saying Kriya Shema early in the morning, or for that matter, again, late at night. How do we treat that Kriya Shema? Let's talk about early in the morning. You wake up Shabbos morning, right? And you're sitting at your table at 8 o'clock in the morning. You're going to go to a 9 o'clock minyan. You're sitting at your table at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And you say Kriya Shema. How do we treat that Kriya Shema? So certainly in terms of kavana, this is the real Kriya Shema that you're doing for the mitzvah. So you have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah. The first pasuk, you have to have kavana the Pirush HaMilim, because that's very important in the midst of Kriya Shema. So you have to be makbid on that by that Kriya Shema, even more so than in the later Kriya Shema, because this is the one that you're doing for the mitzvah. But what about the halachas of Hefsek? Are you allowed to be mafsik during Kriya Shema? Now we know there's during that Kriya Shema. We know there's Mishnayis again. This is the second parak, the beginning of the second parak of Brachas that talk about. Even if the details are hard to remember, but I'll jog your memory and you'll recognize the gist of the Mishnah. It talked about Beit HaProkim and the Emsa HaPerek, and it talked about Mepnei HaKovod and Mepnei HaYira and Chol Adam, right? There's one Atana that says you could be Shoyel Mepnei HaKovod and Meshim Mepnei HaYira, right? There's different ranks. If a king is coming, then there's more of a responsibility to respond, and if a person that your machabit is coming, then there's the second level of responsibility, and then an ordinary person, and there's also a distinction between initiating versus responding. Now, most of these halachas are not negayah nowadays, even though the halacha lamaisa, if I'm not mistaken, what it says in Shulchan Aruch is that b'soicha perek you're allowed to be shoyol mipnei hayira and meshe mipnei hakavoid. And Beina Prakim, I think Shoyol Mepnei HaKavoid and Meshiv L'chol Adam. Now, Halacha L'maisa is really not so negeya because, usually you're saying Kriya Shema and you're in shul among other people that are also saying Kriya Shema. So even if somebody comes over and starts a conversation with you, so, the Mishnah was thinking if somebody comes over and starts to talk to you, so you have to answer, right? So I'm going to shoyol b'shleimah, so you have to be meishiv. But in shul, if you go, so he'll understand you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, and we all don't talk during Kriya Shema. So we don't do any of these halachas anymore. But let's say, that you'll probably have at home also. I'm thinking it could conceivably be a little bit less, at home. Depending on who's there, there might be people at home that are not really so familiar with shul culture, possibly people in your family, or certainly, if somebody has a worker in his house, and he's sitting, with his coffee and the paper in the morning, and somebody comes to him and says, good morning, hello, it would be rude not to answer, and then there are halachas about what you're allowed to answer, when you're allowed to answer. I think the more relevant question that strikes me is, what about drinking a coffee? Because again, people are saying this Kriya Shema with their morning coffee, right? When they're sitting at the table Shabbos morning before going to shul. What do most people like to do at that time? To have something to drink. We don't eat, a whole big thing at that time because before davening. Coffee. But you're allowed to drink coffee. Now, it's not... I guess one issue is that considered a hefsek? That's maybe a discussion for another time. I'm going to work with the assumption that where you're not allowed to be mafsek, achila and shti is called a hefsek. That might be debatable. It's interesting to look for makaris for that. There are some makaris. But let's put that question aside. Let's assume that you're not allowed to eat and drink during davening. Because if you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to be mafsek, the same way you can't be mafsik with talking, so achila and shti is also considered a hefsek. What about during this Kriya Shema? Is there an iser hefsek during this Kriya Shema? Mm-hmm. So there's an interesting raya that I thought of this raya, and then more recently I saw that it was brought down in Achreinim, such a raya. There's a Tosfos in Brachas that discusses, really on a different topic. Tosfos over there was discussing Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, right? We've mentioned a number of times in the Shir Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not Mikra Din, it's really just a minhag. The Gemara says that there's the 18 times during the year that we say Hallel, and it goes on and lists all the Yom Tovim plus Chanukah. That's when you say Hallel Mikra Din, and it doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara does tell a story that Rav, who was from Eretz Yisrael, was visiting Bavel. He came into a shul and he saw they were saying halal, and he didn't know why they were saying halal on a regular day. And then he chapped, they must have a minhag that when it's Rosh Chodesh, they say halal. And we still have that minhag. So we have a minhag that on Rosh Chodesh, we say halal. So there was a big debate in the Rishonim. This halal that we say, Mishum Minhag, do you make a bracha on it? Do you not make a bracha on it? Now, again, those of us sitting around the table, most of us are Ashkenazi. The Ashkenazim here know from our experience that we do say a bracha on that halal. That's the shita of the Balei HaTosfos. against the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's no bracha on that halal. What's the minig? What's your minig?
Only if it's gans halal. Only if it's whole
halal. Yeah, I don't think.
Aha. You think the Rosh Chodesh without a bracha. Tosfos in brachas. Taisus and Brachas and Dafi Gimel brings down this Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that you make a bracha on that halal. And then he says, and I'll bring you a raya. Because the Gemara there in Brachas Yigimel is talking, it's going on that Mishnah that we started with where Kriya Shema, it says, you know, be mafsik, there's rules, I'm sorry, all these rules. And then the Gemara says, and the same is true by halal. The same rules that you have on Kriya Shema, you also have for halal. And then the Gemara says, what about the yamim she'in gomrim behem es halal, which is interpreted to mean Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, what about in Rosh Chodesh? We're only saying it mishum minhag. And then there's a very funny piece of Gemara. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that you have the same level of chumrah from the fact that Ravina was saying halal on Rosh Chodesh, and it mentions, I'm not sure I have the names right, I think it says that Rav Shiva came in and Ravina didn't say hello, so you see that he held you're not allowed to be mafsik, just like in Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to be mafsik even on Rosh Chodesh, even on halal on Rosh Chodesh. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Ravina didn't hold a Rav Shiva. And so the Gemara says, he didn't say hello, because he wouldn't have said hello anyway. That's the Gemara. But Al Kapanim, you see there was a discussion in the Gemara about, do you need the same standard that it should be Mipnei Hayir and Mipnei HaKavod, or could there be a lighter standard for the halal on Rosh Chodesh? Zokt Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from there that you make a bracha on that halal. Because if it was without a bracha, then how could there be a question of hefsek? There's no such thing as hefsek when there's no, that's the lashon of Tosfos is, there's no such thing as hefsek when there's no bracha. So what that sounded like to me was that Hilchas hefsek always mean a hefsek between one bracha and another bracha. But if so, right? So meaning halal has a...
Within a bracha, you mean? No?
Or between the brachas of before Kriya Shema and after Kriya Shema, or the bracha before halal and the bracha after halal. But if something doesn't have a bracha, you're saying something, but it's something without brachas, then there's no such thing as hefsek. We have hefsek in Shema and Esri, we have hefsek in Birchas HaMazon. That which we find in the Mishnah about Hefzik and Kriya Shema, it sounds like Tosfos is saying, that's only because Kriya Shema has brachas. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says there's such a thing as Hefzik by Halal, that's because Halal has brachas. But when there's no brachas, there's no Torah's Hefzik, there's no Hilchas Hefzik in such a thing. And so based on that, so Rabbeinu Tam said, from the fact that the Gemara is discussing the halachas of Hefzik in Halal of Rosh Chodesh, that's a raya that you make a bracha on that Halal. So I thought that if Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya that you make a bracha on that halal from the fact that there's a hilchas hefsek, so that means that if anything that we say that doesn't have a bracha can't have any hilchas hefsek. So that means that the Kriya Shema that we say in the morning before we go to shul, which we say without brachas, should not have a teres hefsek. So that's what I thought would be a raya, and therefore that if somebody, which theoretically means even for talking, but... you know, what was negeya to, you know, my wondering was about drinking, to, you know, while saying Kriya Shema. Mm-hmm. I thought al pizeh that it should be mutter. I saw afterwards, so I saw two things. One, that the Bir Halacha discusses this. The Bir Halacha is in Sim Samach Vav. And the Bir Halacha, I think Samach Vav, I'm not sure. The Bir Halacha brings down upon him Iris, and who was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim in the 1700s, and he says exactly this. He brings a raya from this Tosfos, and he says Rabbeinu Yoin also says the same thing. And from these Rishonim, it's mavur that when you say Kriya Shema under these circumstances, he's actually talking about a little bit of a different circumstance. He's not talking about somebody that says Kriya Shema before shul because they can miss this man. He's talking about somebody that's saying, that's repeating Kriya Shema after davening because he's putting on a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. He put on tefillin, and you know, he wore tefillin for davening, and then after davening, he puts on another pair of tefillin, and he wants to say Kriya Shema with those tefillin. So he's saying Kriya Shema. Are there hilchas hefsek? He says there's no hilchas hefsek, because if there's no bracha, there's no hilchas hefsek, and he brings a ray from this tosfos. The Bir Halacha says that he thinks that while that's true for Kriya Shema that you're going to say with your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but maybe it's not true for the Kriya Shema in our case. Because he says the raya that the Panim Meir is brought was from the Halal of Rosh Chodesh, and the tesis, the whole tesis was about the fact that you're only saying it Misha Minhag. So maybe he meant that something which is not a real mitzvah, that couldn't have a Hilchas Hefsek unless there's a bracha. But if it's a real mitzvah, we're talking now about something that says Kriya Shema, not after davening as an extra Kriya Shema, but before davening, that's his real Kriya Shema. If it's real Kriya Shema, then that is all of Hilchas Kriya Shema. And Tosfos never meant that the Dinei Hefsek only applied to Kriya Shema because of the bracha. Kriya Shema has the Hilchas Hefsek because it's Kriya Shema. But things that aren't a real mitzvah, could those also have a Hilchas Hefsek? Yeah. On that, Zog Tosfos, only if they have a bracha. And based on that, Zog Tepanu Meiris, so the Kriya Shema that you say after davening, we are being a Tam Film, that's not going to have a Hilchas Hefsek. But the Kriya Shema that you say before davening, the Bir Halacha says, there I don't think his raya is convincing, and therefore over there would be Hilchas Hefsek. He says that Hilchas Hefsek, though, would still only... This is based on the maskan of the Gemara's discussion about Halel, would only apply the emsaperk, not bein aprakim, which means, so according to the Bir Halacha's maskan, if somebody wants to sit with a coffee, say Kriya Shema, and take a sip between prakim, that would be fine. But be'emtza ha-perek, where I had thought to bring a raya, that even that should also be mutter, the Bir Halacha says that should not be done.